A deal is in the works to sell a group of six buildings on Lincoln Road to an undisclosed buyer for almost $350 million. It would be one of the most expensive real estate sales in South Florida history. South Beach regulars might recognize the properties by the building's occupants, Kong River House, Sushi Samba, and Dylan's Candy Store, just to name a few. Bill Hardin heads up Florida International University's real estate program. He says an investment this big is clearly from major players and is a kind of good housekeeping seal of approval for the region.
And what it really is saying is we're betting on the continued success of Miami as a global city, as an entree port to Latin America and the Americas. So some of this should be confirmatory to all those who believe that we in Miami are that central component.
Lincoln Road is currently one of the most expensive places to rent retail space in South Florida. The six buildings slated to be sold are currently owned by the Terra Nova Corporation and the Acadia Realty Trust. In what could be a fast-moving process, Florida lawmakers Thursday began a special session to redraw congressional districts. The unusual session stems from a ruling last month by Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis that a congressional map approved in 2012 violated requirements of the state constitution. The House and Senate met briefly Thursday and later held a joint committee meeting to hear presentations from attorneys and, of course, to take public input. House Speaker Will Weatherford said that members could propose amendments today during a committee meeting.
It is my hope and my belief that we will come together this special session to make the necessary adjustments to get it right. The window of time is very narrow. We did not choose this time frame, but I'm confident we can accomplish the task.
The full House and Senate are scheduled to meet Monday. Meanwhile, groups that challenged the 2012 map issued a lengthy letter calling on the legislature to offer an open, transparent, and apolitical process that it promised, but did not provide during the initial reapportionment effort. Former Miami Heat center Alonzo Mourning set to be inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame today. The seven-time All-Star was one of only eight players to win the Defensive Player of the Year award at least twice. He's also an Olympic gold medalist. Mourning overcame a life-threatening kidney disease that forced him to leave the NBA for a time, but he did return after receiving a transplant, played on the team's first championship season in 2006. He was also the team's first player to have his number retired. Today, he works in the Miami Heat front office, focusing on player development. Mourning also helped build the Overtown Youth Center, which provides services to 400 kids and boasts a 100% high school graduation rate. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.